grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris, are you on the line?
Kia ora. Hey, Molly, how are you?
Good. How are you going, kia ora? How's it? You're down at the shop.
I am here on Karangahape Road. With the peeps, the people of Auckland.
Yep.
It's great. We're loving it.
Hell yeah. What's been happening in the world of marijuana media?
Well, turns out New Zealand could become a high-value powerhouse for medical cannabis, but it's too late for the biggest cannabis company, which went into liquidation, or certainly administration, yesterday. We've got a great new study, a local study, on endometriosis, and again, can't name your babies after cannabis, according to the bureaucrats down in Wellington. So,
damn.
Yeah, but starting back with the high value powerhouse, which of course you got to have the high in there, and this is coming from David Seymour, who last Friday was on Mike Hosking Breakfast, and but he is the Associate Minister of Health and Minister of Deregulation, and of course Deputy Prime Minister at the moment, and he's on there pushing medical cannabis and the virtues of, and saying that our medical cannabis sector could be as successful as New Zealand wine, which of course is, you know, fairly big around the world, or certainly demanded.
Famously, famously so.
Yes, certainly in the UK, perhaps, but there'd certainly be a demand for New Zealand cannabis, you'd think. And according to the Herald, which obtained a related paper from the Ministry of Health under the Official Information Act, we exported over a tonne of cannabis bud in 2024. That's the last year that the stats were complete from. That's up from about 50 kilos in 2021.
Wow.
So, it's pretty good. Pretty good. A ton is like, 1,000 kilos? It's 1,000 grams. Oh, I mean, so a million grams. It's probably 1.5 million joints, just to put that into perspective.
Oh, my God.
A rough calculation, that is three times to the moon. I did just make that up. I have no idea. But if someone could calculate it based on a 78 mil joint times 1.5 million, and text us in on 53895 with what that is. 78 mil being your standard joint length.
Wow. Okay. Someone out there,
come
do
on.
That now.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. biggest markets for New Zealand bud currently: Australia, Portugal, and Uruguay. Much more than local.
Interesting.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Most pretty much going offshore. Interestingly, David Seymour says in this interview, medical cannabis is becoming normalised. And it's quite nice to have a sort of senior politician actually admit that, 50 years after the fact.
Yeah.
this is a great quote from him as well. There's a community out there who sees medical marijuana as a legitimate way to treat their ailments, and good on them. Not everybody wants a puff of the green, but for those who do, there's a market, and if they're not harming anyone else, we should let them.
Yes. Okay.
Bloody hell, who would have thought you'd actually have some sense coming? Okay, so he's clearly going for the cannabis vote. But
yep, clearly.
actually, you know, like it was about a month ago that David Seymour said, as his regulation minister thing, going to take away the hemp licensing. So you'll be able to grow hemp without a license, including in your back garden, or in fact under a light in your wardrobe, if you so desire, right here in Auckland. You'll be able to grow your hemp at home.
Wow.
If you so want to. And you might want to do that just to look at it, or make some cosmetics or something, or whatever it is you do.
Nice houseplant.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it'll make a very nice houseplant. I'll be doing that at the shop right here. We'll have a, because this is pretty standard in hemp stores in Europe, you have an actual hemp plant in your doorway, kind of out the front there. And to let everybody know, so there's no confusion, you got to have a clear signal. This is a hemp store. This is
kind of
you know.
Enticing them in with the smell.
Well, as I say, it's a public service just to let people know so they don't accidentally come in when they don't want to.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, big sticky bud hemp plant in the doorway. That's how you do that. So we also had what else was on News Talk TV was Mark Dive Nubu saying the future is bright. This is one of the big suppliers of medical cannabis products. Future is bright, and he does work, I believe, with a few local producers too, but mostly imported products. But the biggest local, calls himself the biggest, Helios Therapeutics, yesterday. So all the stuff that Seymour's saying was that, you know, we're going to grow these markets and leverage the New Zealand Inc. brand. People want, just like they want our kiwi fruit and our wine and that, and they want our cannabis. But unfortunately, it's come too late for this one, which by industry estimates has probably had about $100 million poured into it so far, but yesterday put into administration. CEO of only a few months, Vicky Taylor, said that unfortunately the current commercial and regulatory environment has made it very challenging for manufacturers to operate sustainably at scale.
Mm.
So, you know, blaming, well, I guess the economy, but pretty much, you know, the regulations being too tough to even someone with that kind of funding, you know, you can't, you know, turn a profit here and stay open. So, the manufacturing is closed immediately, according to the administrators. Assets to be sold. This is their big factory out in East Tamaki. Canna Plus Clinic, which they kind of own or merged with, that's expected to keep going. So if you're a patient with that clinic, they probably emailed you already or contacted you, but that's understood to keep going. And the Herald, with, of course, a typical headline, millions of dollars of investor capital has gone up in smoke.
Oh. Bit of a double entendre there.
It is a bit. And I guess what's kind of ironic, in a way, is a lot of these tough regulations and things were about protecting investor capital. It was about people lobbying at the beginning for tough regulations, saying kinds of things almost that David Seymour's saying, or similar to this great reputation that needs to be protected, and we can't have any scandals with these unscrupulous cowboys undoing all the good work. So therefore, we want the bar to be really high, and for GMP at every step of the way, and da-da-da-da-da. This, of course, has inflated all the costs. I mean, they can't compete on the international market, and everyone seems to be going under. So, and the little people, of course, you know, continually locked out of all of this, and they're just kind of watching it going, how hard is it to grow cannabis, really? Come on, guys.
Mm.
That's the kind of ironic bit. There's this sort of thinking, oh, we've got to, you know, protect the brand. You know, that's... Yeah, this brand just exists in their head at the moment, and it's meant that the brand doesn't even get going.
Yeah.
Because the rules are just too tight. So, to Seymour's credit, he's saying, well, changes to the licensing is what they're looking at. Changes for exporters and domestic markets. I love to hear that because it seems very much focused on money and exporting, but we need changes in these domestic markets. And in particular, I mean, that's how these people are going to get actually sustainable, is if they can service the market, and people here want balms, edibles and vape cards, and none of these things are available. And then they wonder why only 10% of patients are legal. So, you know, they need to open up the pathways so that balms, edibles and vape cards can actually become legal here. Mm. Go on, Seymour, have a look at that. But certainly good news, though, with the hemp licensing, of course, he did say but that would happen by April. That's just a matter of weeks away. So apparently, within a few weeks, you're going to be able to grow some hemp in your wardrobe or your back garden. And then nudge, nudge, wink, wink, extract your own CBD from it.
Yep. Yep.
Hmm. There you go. So a little bit of good news there. Speaking of good news, though, this was a good news study that the Herald actually published, and normally we only get bad news when it comes to studies, but, they actually published a good one. It was a local one, and it is CBD, so, again, you might be able to grow a plant and make a little hemp tea or something out of the flowers, perhaps. And this was a study showing cannabis eases endometriosis pain and anxiety. According to this article in the Herald, 120,000 women in New Zealand are living with endometriosis.
Mm.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Honestly, not surprising, though.
I was stunned at that number, and it's like, why the hell isn't it happening? But you probably know more about that than I do. But Boy, I read up the study, actually, and it comes from the University of Otago, the Claire Henry Department of Surgery and Critical Care. So they recruited 28 people, prescribed them CBD or THC flower for 3 months. And in the study, they said, well, the patients are coming forward and saying they're using it. People with endometriosis are saying it's effective, and they looked into it, and they've actually found there's a dysregulation in the body's natural cannabinoid system among women with endometriosis, and there's also potential pathways where it could actually be reducing the progression of it. So they wanted to take a look at it, and they found no adverse effects, and pretty much everyone got a good result. The CBD, for people who are interested, 25 to 2 milligrams a day. For people who are on the THC flower, they were having on average 0.3 grams a day, so it's not like huge amounts. On a pain scale of 1 to 10, on average, pelvic pain dropped from 5.4 to 3.7. The worst pain went from 7.6, which sounds excruciating, down to 5.3. Still sounds bad, but these are all what they called clinically meaningful improvements, and they also got, of course, if you're not in pain all the time, you're going to have better quality of life and anxiety and sleep and all things like that as well. So the researcher in charge, Clint Henry, said for some of these people it had been life changing.
I can imagine endo and other, like, pretty much anything, any pain associated with that area of the body is really debilitating. So it's cool to have this. You don't get a lot of studies that show any effective treatments usually. So it's really, that was cool. It's cool to see.
Actually, there was a survey of Australian women with endometriosis last year, and it found 2/3 of them were saying that cannabis worked better than pharmaceuticals for them. For any pharmaceuticals they'd been prescribed, that cannabis worked better. And 9 out of 10 of them said they would recommend to anyone else that they try cannabis and give it a go and see if it'll work for them.
Wow. It's good timing as well, I suppose.
Mm.
Yeah, with the changes proposed for next month. And some of what you get prescribed currently to treat pain related to endo is pretty nasty, so it's cool.
Yeah, it was actually. The part of the study, you can see all the existing prescriptions of people who are on it and stuff, and it's a mix of pretty hardcore opioids and also pretty ineffectual kind of nothings. kind of a mix of the two, and it's like, oh, no wonder you're not getting much of a benefit.
Yeah.
But. Oh boy. Speaking of, determining your own life and things or whatever, but declined baby names. The list has come out for last year, and again, cannabis is on there, and again, it gets reported as a cannabis strain being banned. But last year, it was three sativa babies. Were disapproved by the bureaucrats. But this year, it was two indica babies.
Wow.
These, of course, are not strains. They're the subspecies. And sativa just means useful. So there's lots of plants with sativa in their name, not just cannabis, but they've gone, no, it's associated with cannabis. And likewise, indica actually just means of India.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. And anyone of India, from India, too bad if you're from India. Or if you like azalea indica.
Yeah.
Or neem is an indica as well. Or, in fact, one of the cannas is a canna indica. And I'm not meaning cannabis indica, but canna indica. So, but you can't have any of them. Too bad.
But there were no, actual strains on the...
There were no actual strains.
Okay.
It was just indica and sativa. I looked through extensively through it. They did allow, you can have indie. That's kind of indica, almost. You can have poppy, if you want. You can have Kaya, Ziggy, or Marley. And, of course, there are cannabis strains that are named after people that you could honour by naming your next child. Now, come on, people. Name your next child after a cannabis strain. Jack Hera, Tyson, Bruce Banner, Obama, Kush.
And you'll be the godfather, Chris.
Maybe, if it comes with no obligations. Of course I will. I'll be the godfather to any cannabis-strained baby. There you go. You've heard it first on BFM.
Chris, someone's texting asking about CBD showing up in workplace drug testing. And is there a risk there?
Probably not, no. It's not THC. It doesn't get metabolized in the same way. Workplace drug testing, they're only testing metabolites of THC that remains in the urine. So they're not even measuring what's active, what's actually impairing. They're measuring the thing that's left over when you straighten up. So by definition, they can only ever show past use, not current use. And it's the metabolite of THC rather than the metabolite of CBD. So you're all good there. Also with the driving, it's the same device using in Australia. There's no reports from Australia of CBD having triggered it. So I think you're all good there too.
In the clear.
But certainly, in the clear. Certainly, get a prescription if you're at all going anywhere near a road within 3 days or 4 days of having last consumed, then get your prescription.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris.
Hey, that's a pleasure. Back to the shop. We are heaving at the seams with new stuff, by the way, including the old Gandalf and Aragorn pipes. If you feel like strolling around your garden contemplating like Gandalf, we've got the pipes.
I've seen those on the Instagram. They're very cool. All right.
Oh, we've got some CBD test kits back in too. That's another thing people have been asking for, because you can't actually feel CBD. How do you know if CBD's in the stuff you've got? So we've got these little colour-changing reagent kits where you can actually test your product and make sure you've got what you think you've got.
Very handy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, looking forward for you. Are you going to be back next week in the studio?
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Cheers. Thanks. See ya. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.